Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. Amazing You podcast and YouTube channels, the channels where stories of resilience and triumph and unwavering hope come to life. In each episode, we dive in inspiring journey of individuals who have faced the toughest challenges heads on and emerged victorious. Our aim is to become a beacon of hope, offering guiding light to those navigating through difficult times. So whether you today who is listening or watching, whether you are dealing with a health challenge, professional setback, or personal struggle, this channel is dedicated to uplifting your spirit and showing you that even in the darkest moments, there's a path to hope and triumph. So join us as we share powerful stories that transcend adversity, reminding you that resilience is a force within us all. So be prepared, everyone, to be inspired and find strength to navigate life challenges. And this is Amazing You channel, and we hope that you will enjoy this session with a very special guest. So my name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am the host. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, Mars Venus life and relationship coach, astrologer, tarot reader, breathwork coach, past life regression practitioner, chakra practitioner, and life force compassion practitioner. And today, I have the great pleasure to introduce you to a very special lady, to the incredible Amanda P. Burton. Amanda is a transformational leadership coach, speaker, and trainer. Amanda works with heart-centered and self-driven individuals, helping them to rediscover their dreams, commit to their goals, and boldly take action towards them. Amanda's mission is to develop holistic leaders of the future through mind, body, and soul to leave a legacy of transcending into the type of life they never thought was possible. So in becoming the best that we can make the world a better place. And after 25 years in the corporate world, leading technology startups, Amanda left the world. And she's now the CEO, founder of AB Lighthouse Coaching and Consulting. It is a holistic leadership wealth and mindset company. Amanda is the creator of the Align to Lead Mastermind and Coaching Program, which incorporates her leadership experience and training along with core principles from her yoga, meditation, and sound healing practice and certification. So very warm welcome, Amanda, to Amazing You.
Thank you so much. That's amazing. And I'm honored and so pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. You know, I was reading your bio the past few days, and I am very curious for you to share with us that journey. If you can take us through your journey from being in the corporate world for more than 20 years and to later and to now founding your own coaching and consulting company. Can you tell us what inspired you, Amanda, to make that transition?
Sure. And definitely, I would love to. My journey is, I think, much like everyone, where we feel that we need to follow the path that we are feel that we think we should, right? There's always the shoulds, right? Yes. Whether it's a path that's been set out to us by our parents, yeah, by our culture, by, you know, whatever shapes that, you know, by society. So I went to school, I got a degree, and I moved to the city, and I got a job. And you know, and my I was very proud of that, because right. I was now making my own money. I was able to help my parents and my sister with some bills and with things that we just never had when I was growing up. Not that we were necessarily poor, but I was now making a lot more money than anyone else in the family. So I was proud of that.
Yes.
But was also, you know, feeling those pangs of this isn't exactly what I want to be doing, but I just kept going. And it was, you know, I've always had an interest and a knowingness, I guess, and that, you know, I'm a deeply spiritual person.
Okay.
I grew up in a religious family. I would not consider myself religious, but I am deeply spiritual.
Yes.
I'm connected to the, you know, energies that are around me and within me and that flow through all of us. And, you know, that was felt very uncomfortable to me when I was in a corporate setting and in that traditional world, right? Because especially in the technology field, which is very male dominated.
Yes.
I felt, you know, I was using all of these insights and intuitions and things like that that I was getting in my work, but I would never talk about it.
Okay, yes. I can relate to that because yeah, I'm in that place where I have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I also knew that that's what was making me successful.
Okay, yeah.
And so, you know, I climbed up the corporate ladder. I had experiences in the startup world, in the corporate world, that many people only dream of having, whether yes, that's to go through an IPO, to raise lots of money for startups, you know, to merger and acquisitions, all of these things. And so to many of my peers and my colleagues, I was extremely successful and they wanted to know how I did it. And I was scared to tell them at first because it included some of that spiritual, energetic side of me.
Yes.
And I also didn't feel successful because they were viewing my title, my salary, my, you know, house, my possessions, right, as being successful. And I just didn't feel that wasn't success. I wasn't completely fulfilled. So when I exited my last startup a year ago, just a teeny bit over a year ago,
okay,
I decided that it was now time to write the new chapter that was able to delve more into what had truly made me successful, which was my spiritual side, the energetic side, and to incorporate the two together to actually be able to teach these things that had made me successful throughout the 20 to 25 years in the corporate world. So that was my inspiration.
Wow, that is really, really wonderful to hear how you transition from being in the corporate world, because I have met so many women who are doing like what similar to you. They've been in the corporate world for so many years, and some of them never got the acknowledgement, never got the achievement that they wanted, and they decided to exit the corporate world, and they are very successful as entrepreneurs now. So because you've got that foundation, you know, being in the corporate world of how things work. So I think that really helps as well. Would you like to add something? Do you think that your experience in the corporate world has contributed to you being able to start your own business?
For sure. I definitely do. It's an interesting, it's something too that I'm going through right now, where success in the corporate world has definitely that experience gave me that foundation of working hard, setting goals, working towards them, working very hard, how to create a vision and put it into practice with systems and operations and things like that. I feel very grateful for having had that experience and seeing it be successful, right?
Yes.
It's interesting though, because right at this moment, I'm struggling with some of this, because I was just having a conversation with someone today.
Right.
And I was asking, why am I not being more successful in my business as an entrepreneur?
Yes.
Because I know how to build a company. Mm. I know how to raise money. I know how to sell something, but it's not working for me, right? And so his comment to me and through the conversation was, you're going to have to put all of those things that you think you know aside in order to allow allow you to come through.
Wow.
And so, yes, the corporate world, definitely my experience has definitely helped me and provided a foundation.
Yes.
It's also kind of my double-edged sword.
Yes.
Right now, which, I have to also balance. Right. So it's an interesting, it's the right word, dichotomy. But anyway,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that, because when you have your own business, it's like you are the CEO, you are the finance manager, you are the marketing director, you are the HR person, you do everything at the beginning. But then slowly you start to delegate stuff. But yeah. At the beginning, you have to jump into a bit of everything.
Right. A bit of everything, and also let go in a way. What he was saying to me too is, let go of the way you think it should be based upon your past experience.
Yes.
Because you're stepping into something new.
Yes.
And so his, yes, I can lean into understanding all the systems that I can put in place to be successful, no matter how many of those roles I need to do. But I'm also in, I have to step out of that systems mind, because part of what I'm trying to do is build something that's from my heart as opposed to from a system. And sort of put the systems aside for right now and actually embody this company that I want to build, because yes, I do know how to do it, but I've been doing it for someone else. And right
yes.
now I need to learn how to do it for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda.
Mm.
And there are so many women who are, and gentlemen as well, who are listening and watching us, and who always have a dream in their heart to start their own business, but mm-hmm. they are still in that corporate world, and they are not finding that strength to step into that world. What would you like to tell them today?
What's helped me tremendously too is, we are each unique, and we are supposed to be unique.
Yes.
And we each have a unique skill, ability, perspective to share. And we get caught up in looking different, right?
Absolutely.
And all the fears that maybe go along with that. So that's one thing of really just not fearing that you're doing something different and therefore wrong, right? Yes. I struggled a lot with that of, okay, I know that this isn't necessarily the role for me or the particular work that I want to be doing, but I can't stop doing it because there's all these expectations on me to do it, and that this over here's not fitting those expectations. So the only expectations you should be living up to are your own.
Absolutely. Right? Yes, that's true.
And I think the other thing is too, is that we for a long time, you know, you hear people say, you know, find the work you love.
Yes.
What you love and find the work that you love. And that to me got me more and more tense because, okay, the work that I love to do, I'm trying to look for it outside of me. Yeah. And when I find what I love, that particular position or that particular industry or whatever that I love, then I'll go and do that. And when we're focused on finding that external thing that fits perfectly with what we love, we miss out on what's there right now. And I think it's less a matter of finding finding work that you love and turning that around to finding the love in what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's so the more that I think the strength and confidence grows and multiplies and kind of snowballs, right? When you're looking at what you're doing now and finding love in what you do right now, finding the things that you love to do right now and doing them right now and doing and finding that in your everyday, even if it's just in little 5-minute chunks.
Yes.
And the more you do that, the more and more of what you love comes to you because you're finding the love in what you do, right? And to me, that builds some of that strength and confidence to step out and continue moving more and more into what you love to do.
Over the course of our evolution, there's been a disconnection from a natural and wholesome diet. We need to put back the good into our nutrition. That's why Juice Plus created the Omega Blend to contribute to your daily nutrition. A rich and unique blend that combines the best omega sources nature has to offer. Like sea buckthorn, a golden berry that grows under the harshest conditions, braves the elements to become a resilient fruit, and a powerful source for omega-7 with one of the highest omega-7 potency of any known plant source. Or pomegranate with a seed oil that is so abundant in omega-5 fatty acids that it has been valued and traditionally used for centuries. And microalgae, one of the Earth's oldest plant organisms, invisible to the naked eye, but powerful and filled with omega-3 fatty acids to maintain your normal function of the heart, brain, and vision. Provided by nature, our Omega Blend is carefully selected from algae, fruit, and seed oils to give your body a wider spectrum of nutrients it needs, like the omega fatty acids 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9 in just one capsule. Juice Plus Omega Blend. Real nutrition, real simple.
Thank you, Amanda. That's really beautiful what you said in finding, in being grateful and enjoying the little things that you have now. Mm-hmm. And I love that you said that it brings you more of those great, of those things that you like, because as you are in that moment, you appreciate every little things that create that law of attraction, that abundance that you bring to yourself, that we bring to ourselves. So we are the master, we are the director of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We can create what we want, but it's about how we use our mind to think. And also how we use our imagination to attract what we want. Amanda, I am very interested because you were talking about your time in the corporate world, but you are also very spiritual, and you mentioned incorporating principles of yoga, meditation, sound healing into your coaching programs. So how do these practices, Amanda, do they contribute to holistic leadership development? Can you give us some examples how they benefited your clients?
Sure, yes. So I'll take for one, we'll say decision making.
Right.
So a leader is, you know, constantly in the position of needing to make decisions.
Yes.
And decisions oftentimes, especially, you know, oftentimes in, you know, the work world, in the corporate world, you have a lot of different opinions coming at you. You have a lot of different data that's coming at you. You have a lot of expectations from employees, from board members, from colleagues, from, you know, so there's a lot of stuff that's bombarding you. There's, you know, that you could be being influenced by a major investor, all of these pieces, right?
Yes.
And how do you make a decision amongst all of that noise, right?
Yes.
And I, you know, I have found through my experience that, yes, you listen and you take in that data, but you also need to have the peace of mind, the clarity, the the ability to tap into what you believe or what your sense is telling you is the correct decision, values based. You know what you stand for, what your company stands for, and keeping things aligned with that, and being that grounded individual, that grounding for the company and for those that you lead, for your team, to make a sound decision, right?
Yes.
And meditation can help with that. Yoga can help with that. Just any of that time, taking time to in awareness, self-awareness.
Yes.
And awareness, which is what that's a major component of meditation, or, you know, any yoga practices. My sound healing too is all based upon that, but then it also can just be the, you know, by relaxing into the sound vibrations can be that relaxation of, you know, activating the parasympathetic nervous system so that you can then sort of accept those messages or hear the messages or hear the clarity in your mind of being to be able to make a decision. So I know that I've used that in my leadership experience. I know that clients that I work with find confidence, strength, and peace of mind when they approach decisions like that. And so it's a major attribute, a major benefit to your leadership. Yeah.
I 100% agree with you, Amanda, because I was reading for my students when I was teaching on the topic health and well-being. And I saw an article, an academic, a peer-reviewed journal, where they said that they did some studies and they found out, and they were starting to apply it to students who were studying medicine at Harvard University. Yes. And they were incorporating meditation classes for these first year of medical students because they have seen that this gives the students greater focus, greater ability to be present. And this is so important in this current time that we are, because we are so easily distracted with everything that is outside the external world, the media, the newspaper, what other people are saying, that we fall, that we lose ourselves and we lose our attention and our focus. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad you said that and you explain how you are incorporating that, because studies are supporting that meditation and all these practices are really, really helping people to stay grounded and to be able to make the right decisions and to be able to lead with their heart and to be able to bring their company to success. And if I was on a TV show once, on a live class, and there was Sir Richard Branson. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's the founder of Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Airlines. Yes. And he came and said that as the CEO, he has been practicing meditation, yoga for a really long time, and this has helped him in managing his company, in giving him that focus, in giving him the clarity, you know, in order to make the right decisions, to sign the right contract. So this, I would tell people, I would say to the audience, please consider all these practices, whichever one suits you, because not everything would suit you, but try them and see which ones work better for you, because it's important to try different things, to be open-minded and to keep growing. I am myself, in my job, they are providing free sound healing classes. So I am attending, I am looking forward to when they will play the singing bowl. And so I'm really looking forward. Yeah. And they've realized how important it is to stay grounded and be focused and be present. Yes. Thank you, Amanda.
Yes.
And you mentioned to me in your bio that you've been a student of Bob Proctor and John C. Maxwell. These are amazing teachers that I follow myself, and I love their teachings, and I love John Maxwell for his leadership and Bob Proctor for his mindset, you know. So how have these teachings influenced your approach to leadership coaching, Amanda?
Yes. So I'll start with John Maxwell, because he's who I learned from and learned about and from first. Yes. And what he has influenced me, even just from that perspective of values-based leadership. Right. And, you know, growing up in a Christian tradition, and he did start off as a pastor. It resonated for me to have him basing some of his leadership principles on Christian principles.
Yes.
But, you know, I have separated from religion, really. So even though it resonated with me, it was familiar with me. But what I really loved about it was, I think, two things. One being just values-based, no matter what whether if they're Christian values, whatever kinds of values, values-based leadership is so important. Yes. And being, he calls it the high road leader, or, you know, and his perspective on leadership being servanthood, right? It's not, leadership is not, I have power over you. Mm-hmm. It is, I empower you.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that's one thing that's what I love about his teachings, and it infuses everywhere. And I think the other piece was too, that was an inspiration, is he doesn't preach his Christianity and his teachings, but he's also very true to it, which resonated to me in that I had been in a corporate environment in a leadership roles where I had to kind of hide my spiritual practices, my spirituality. And he's very careful not to preach it, but he's not hiding it either. And so that was very influential for me. Bob Proctor is someone that I met more recently, and of course he's sadly no longer with us, but his teachings have been just so influential and important to me in in mindset and understand and just sort of thinking of things from a different perspective.
Yes.
Right. And even just from an idea of, you know, I thought, like I said, you know, you go to school, you get a degree, you move to the city, or I did, right? Move to the city, you get a job, you work, and then you can retire, right? It's very linear. Yeah. And if you haven't done one step, you can't do the next step, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a system to what Bob teaches for achieving your goals. But it's not it, but he helps me. It really helped me think outside of that box that I had been thinking within, and was really the impetus for building my strength and confidence into that decision that I'm going to write a new chapter now. I was happy for my corporate chapter, and now I'm writing a new chapter. And I love his principles and I use them a lot. But I would say he's the one who really encouraged me to move into this new chapter for myself.
That's really, really amazing. And these two gentlemen are extraordinary people, I would say, because their teachings never get outdated, both John Maxwell and Bob Proctor. And you can revisit them every time. And every time when you look at it, it's as if you are learning something new. It's so timeless, I would say, this teaching.
Yes.
Timeless.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say, Amanda, today to encourage people who are listening and watching and who are facing some tough times? What would you like to tell them today, Amanda?
I will send love to them. The energy of love. I know often when I am facing tough times or not feeling my best self, I find it hard to accept advice. Not advice. Yes. You know, there's a lot of, oh, I hope you feel better, or is there anything I can do? Or why don't you do this? A lot of advice and guidance, or which many times I have a hard time hearing myself when I'm in these situations. And sometimes one just needs a hug.
That's true.
And so I think I'm going to kind of cop out a little bit right now in your question, but it's a truly heartfelt, just love for anybody who's going through, anyone who's going through a tough time right now. You are loved. You are lovable. You are loving, and you are loved.
That is really, really beautiful what you said, because love is the most powerful vibration, you know, and when we are in those tough times, we forget to love ourselves in that moment. Mm-hmm. Or if there is somebody trying to help us, and I think it's very important for the person who is helping that other person is to give love as well. Mm-hmm. Because love through understanding, through listening, and accepting that moment, that challenging times, and accepting ourselves and knowing that this will pass, and loving ourselves in that moment, because so many people hate themselves in those moments. So it's really about being kind to ourselves in that moment. Of challenge. Absolutely. That is really well said. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, it's been so lovely talking to you. And my last question to you before we finish is really unfortunate that we have to finish soon, but time is coming up. And my last question is for you, Amanda, if you can tell us briefly about the great things that you do And how can people reach out to you, Amanda? And if you have a website, please share with us today. Thank you.
Perfect. Yes. No, and I would love to have anyone reach out to me, even if it is just for that hug that I offer. Yes. So I have a mastermind, that is, and coaching programs that are called Aligned to Lead. And it does come from, yoga of one day standing in mountain pose in Tadasana and thinking, okay, I'm grounded and I am aware of my body being in this aligned state of my ears over my shoulders over my hips over my knees, and my knees over my ankles, and I am grounded to the ground. So the Aligned to Lead is a mastermind, which we meet weekly at this point. I'm happy to have anybody come into that. And I have coaching programs, which are group coaching as well as one-on-one coaching programs. I also am recording and I have meditation circles. So I'm actually running a 10-week meditation program starting at the end of February, which is meditation specifically for entrepreneurs and corporate professionals. And I am recording meditations as well. And I do right now a lot of sound healing, but more in person in the Boston, Massachusetts area, because that's where I am located. Okay. You can reach out to me and find me on social media, LinkedIn and Facebook, Amanda P. Burton. Instagram's a little more complicated, Amanda_P_Burton. And I do have a website, which is launching very shortly, amandapburton.com. And please do, if anybody wants to reach out to me via email, I love meeting with people one-on-one, virtual coffees, and you can reach me at amanda@amandapburton.com.
That is fabulous, Amanda. It's been really fantastic talking to you. You are such an incredible, extremely powerful lady from the journey that you've been and the things that you are doing. We need women like you to share your voice, to share your story, and to tell us what you do, because it's so important for us, for you, for people to know what you are doing. And then people can decide what they want and who they want to approach, and they know who you are. So I think it's been wonderful talking to you today. And I would say big, big thank you, Amanda, for being here, for giving us your precious time, because you are doing great things and I know you are busy. So big thank you to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You're doing amazing things as well. So thank you for this opportunity to chat with you.
Thank you, Amanda. And I wish you a lot of success, many, many more success, and that this year bring you a lot of abundance, not only this year, but for the years to come, that your business become very successful. So I would say thank you to the audience for watching, listening, sharing, and subscribing. And we'll see you all very soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.